Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I have a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Karen, tell us a little bit about your organization, please.
Sure, Jim. We are an advocacy and research and training organization. We have over 100,000 members throughout the country, and we are a watchdog for small business owners and entrepreneurs in the nation's capital, policies, not only domestic and statewide, but now also global. And we are obviously very active in, you know, the policy debates right now in Washington, and provide a host of services to our members. And I encourage people to check us out, as you say, on SBECouncil.org and sign up for our e-news.
Folks, support the work that they do. Get financially, whatever you can do to help them. I promise you, they're doing things that will benefit you. Karen is she's like me. She breathes and bleeds and eats and sleeps what's good for small business. And so, Karen, thank you again for all the great work you're doing. SBECouncil.org. You've been very busy, right on the front lines of this crowdfunding adjustments that you're trying to get through, the Jobs Act, the Jumpstart Our Business Startup Act, and trying to increase the ability for crowdfunding to work. But the government has been dragging their feet, haven't they?
Well, yes, Jim. You know, the Jobs Act was signed on April 5th of last year. I was in the White House at the Rose Garden watching that bill signing take place. After the signing of the law, the regulations or the framework by which equity and debt-based crowdfunding would operate headed over to the FCC for them to write the rules. They missed already two deadlines, one in September, and at this time, by the end of last year, these platforms were supposed to be up and running.
Yeah.
And now here we are. There's still not one single rule that's come out of the
FCC. This is to loosen up the ability to raise funds from people you don't know without being in violation of the Securities Acts of 33 and 34. Is that right?
Exactly. So, it basically brought down some rules from the 1930s and 1940s that would allow more people to invest in small businesses and entrepreneurs on a nationwide base, really creates a national marketplace for capital with lots of protections, though, in terms of how much people can invest, in terms of what the issuer has to provide with respect doing criminal background checks. It's pretty daunting in terms of, the protections for investors on these platforms. But, I mean, gosh, I just don't know what's taken them so long over the FCC.
But if the president really wanted to help small business owners, he could make a phone call. He could pick up the phone and call over there and say, hey, guys, get this done. Make this a priority. I want this done in the next 60 days. He could do that if he wanted to, couldn't he?
Well, I guess he could. You know, Jim, we had a big event two Tuesdays ago. We had a big Hill briefing up on Capitol Hill for staff to give them an update on the state of equity-based crowdfunding, how this whole space has developed, and how entrepreneurs themselves have put their money, their time on the line in building out this investor-friendly framework. We also met with the White House to give them an update, and then we were over at the SEC again talking to them. But you're right. I think the only thing that's going to get the SEC to move at this point is public pressure and is putting pressure, because my understanding is that Title III, which is the crowdfunding piece, the rules have actually been written, and they're sitting on the desk right now of the commissioners.
Mm.
So we've got to dislodge these rules, because this will just be the first comment period. You're going to have rules come out. We're going to be able to comment on them. They're going to look at them, maybe change them a little bit more.
It's not just a matter that they haven't gotten it done. It's not even making any progress.
Right. Then they got to come out again, and once the final rules come out, you know, then there's a process through FINRA that has to take place. So we need to be looking at the end of this year before these platforms actually go to market.
Right. Well, that's just way too long, and you know, when you consider, in my opinion, Karen, I'm sorry to have to say this, but I think it's just another example of the president's disregard for Main Street. I mean, his jobs committee had one small business person on it, and they recently disbanded that.
Well, you know, Jim, globally, you know, countries now are moving towards equity-based crowdfunding.
Yeah.
You've got the first sites that have been okayed by their sort of Securities and Exchange Commission, CrowdCube that is up and running. Italy has passed legislation. They'll have equity-based crowdfunding sites up by the end of the March. So we got to get moving here.
We need to tell Obama that Berlusconi's getting ahead of him. Maybe that'll move him off of his dime. Hey, Karen, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
You bet, Jim. Thank you.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of my heroes. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.